You are listening to the Soul Ascension Show with Angel Healing Founder, Callista. Welcome into our sacred space where you can truly be your radiant self. It's time to get inspired, to get creative. You are listening to the Soul Ascension Show with Angel Healing Founder, Callista. Welcome into our sacred space where you can truly be your radiant self. It's time to get inspired, to get creative, to be who you came here to be. Rise and shine. All is here for you.
Welcome, beautiful souls, to the Soul Ascension Show with me, your host, Callista. Tonight, I'm going to take you on a very special Halloween journey as we celebrate here in Scotland Samhain, the Celtic New Year at this time. And I felt compelled by spirit to do a special meditation to clear out inner ghosts and set new intentions, new seeds for what could be a new dawn for you, for all of us. In the last few weeks over October has been very tumultuous, very shifting. You might have experienced this as a push and pull in many directions, feeling perhaps thinned out, not much energy, maybe aligning to a lot of resistance or dis-ease. I haven't been around that much, and it's quite nice to come back to the podcast. I haven't been keeping that well. I've had quite a lot of resistance come up in my path. Thank you, October energies, for sharing with me what was in resistance. And I won't go in too much into all the symptoms that I've had, but the doctors have diagnosed me with severe hypothyroidism, which makes a lot of sense to the symptoms that have been coming up. But I'm not allowing my ego to get involved too much with that story and too much with that limitation, and instead realize that that's just an energy that I've aligned with. And as much as I have picked it up, as quickly as I've picked it up, I can release it. So this meditation that I'm holding space for is for you and also for myself. And hopefully it will clear away any resistance, any patterns, that we have been carrying that have led to states of disease or illness, or associations that we just no longer wish to be a part of. It is time to clear out those inner energies, vibrations, ghosts, let's call them, because we're in the moment of Halloween where they say the veil between the worlds is at its thinnest. But in truth, divine beings, we know that there is no veil. We are spirit first and foremost, spirit before we came into this physical life, and spirit it will be that we return to. So there is no separation. They're not something external. The spirit is with us, one with us, all around. We just have to get out of our own way sometimes and realize that, don't we? And come back to our true nature, our soul, our spirit, our inner being, which tonight will lead us on a beautiful meditation. I've sat with my higher self and just wrote a couple of bits of notes, but it will be really free flowing, I would imagine, and I'm not sure again what the direction will be, other than we will be doing a lot of intense clearing, looking at the beliefs, the patterns, the cycles, the behaviors that truly are not doing anything for your path and purpose, for your well-being at this time. We will be letting them go, releasing them. And again, there is no separation. You can't cut yourself off from these. But what you can is you can change that vibration. You can dissolve what feels dense or limiting into something that feels light and liberating, that does serve you. So we will be doing a process of alchemy, divine alchemy, in this meditation tonight, opening you up to any new intentions, seeds that are taking place in your life right now that you've already started that process of creation for. We'll be giving them a little bit of a boost feeling them with all the angelic beings that are gathering around so much now in this little studio office that I'm in on Halloween here in Scotland. And it's a, as we say in Scotland, it's a dreich day outside, it's grey and loomy, but that is beautiful still, isn't it? That's filled with source, filled with life. The trees are an auburn, rich reds, golds, and the leaves are all adorned on the grass outside the window, all over the garden, and it's just beautiful. So as I look out to those trees, I'm imagining that this meditation is us dropping our old leaves that don't serve us, and what we have laid to the ground, laid to the past, to the earth, will be recycled and will form new life, new opportunities, new connections to the people, to the energies, to the vibrations that we are bringing in that do best serve us now and going forward. So beautiful souls, in your own time, just finding a nice restful position. I'd recommend that you do stay upright for this meditation, keeping your spine straight. You might want to just bring your shoulders up to your ears and then let them drop, sink down into your back as they relax. Closing the eyes, letting your attention focus upwards to your midbrow point, through your third eye. You're all seeing, all knowing, looking out into the infinite. Resting your hands on your lap, palms up, open to receive. And we will begin. Let's start by taking a long deep breath into our belly, breathing in as the fullness of that beautiful belly of yours comes out. Releasing the breath, letting go. Let's breathe in. And breathe out once more. Each long deep breath you're taking, guiding you to a greater sense of ease. And where is ease located in your body now? Where do you feel most relaxed, yet aware? And as you focus into that point, that energy can't help but multiply and grow and grow and grow, outward, inward, all around. As the sense of ease begins to fill your body, the top of your head, tips of the toes, tips of your fingertips, and on your next exhale, breathing the sense of ease out through your skin, into your magnetic field, your aura, subtle bodies, light body, all that is you, is your energy, is filled with this sense of ease, sense of allowance, sense of power, and love. And as you let go of all that you don't need in this moment, what comes forward is your awareness. Being aware of this moment, of being here. Breathing nice and full once more into your belly. Nice deep breath. And out. In. And out. imagining that you're at the most beautiful beach, and it's warm, it's comforting, a nice cozy blanket underneath you. If you want another one, just imagine another one wrapped around you. As you look out to sea, and this particular Halloween falls under a Cancer moon, sign of water, a great time to meditate, to be with friends, to be with spirit, to be with your ancestors, of which I would like to call forward the power of your ancestors, of your own spirit team, angels and guides who walk with you, and the elemental forces of water, to support you to tap into your emotions today and your thoughts, those seeds of creation that lead to actions, that lead to how your life looks and feels like at this time. For this journey that you're about to embark upon is going to go to the very, very core of your thoughts, of your feelings, and at the core, release any beliefs, any attachments, any inner ghosts that are not serving you at this time. And on all levels of being, time, space, dimension, at your deepest cellular level and vibratory level, all that you're ready to release will leave you and be transformed into what serves you the most. And I ask this under the law of grace, with accordance to your own path, the willingness of your higher self and spirit team, angels and guides who are now ever present around you. May we all work together for the highest and best of all concerned, and so it is. Thank you. Breathing into your heart. And breathing out. Feeling yourself connected to all that is. To the earth. To the core of the earth. To the sky. To the universe. Feel yourself at the very center of the vortex, the spiral of creation. In this moment, you are creation, your source, all that is. You have merged with your infinite self, higher self, and can see everything. Your perspective is vast, is infinite. And the more you look, the more you'll see, the more you'll create. And past, future, only exists in this moment, right now. And in your power, we first call forward any inner ghosts, beliefs, memories or associations of feeling alone, abandoned or unsupported. Any times in your life, any remnants of these energies that you may be carrying. Any times where you felt your needs were not met, or you felt no one, including your spirit team, didn't care. Just bringing these into view. And deciding now to release them, to let them go. Your inner being reminding you that you are supported, always in the company of your guides, your angels of Source. Source who loves you, cares for you beyond measure, who brings safety, security, and the real feeling of being loved, of being lovable. even as these energies dissolve into being secure and in balance, we call forward any energies of guilt, repression, suppression, or any times you felt ashamed or dominated by external forces. It's gently calling these situations, experiences forward now. And it's time to let go of these old wounds. Time to lay them at rest as you replace them with the energy that you can express yourself. You're safe to express yourself. And the source within you, all that is guiding you to express yourself, your beautiful self, in whatever way feels good to you in each moment. You were born to share your gifts, and your gifts hold great value. Great value. On all levels of being, we command that all limiting beliefs, emotional states, habits, fears, or attachments that have in the past got in your way of being your true self now fade from view. Bringing in the energy of divine joy, delicious freedom to be yourself, the love, the connection, the trust, and the allowance to shine who you are on all levels. And so it is. Breathing in and breathing out. In your power, calling forward any inner ghosts, attachments, vibrations related to lack or poverty consciousness. Any beliefs that in the past you've carried, such like there isn't enough to go around, there's not abundance for me, I have to compromise myself, my time or choices to get my needs met. Or any feelings of being stifled, stuck, blocked, any sense of unworthiness to receive, to be that prosperous self that you are, that you can be if you allow. In your health, relationships and finances, we call forward now, gently but in your power. Breathing in all that you are. As you allow these past beliefs and attachments to go. Your inner being flooding you with the energy of abundance. A shower of golden abundance is created within you and around you. Your source hears you, loves you, soothing you now as you remember there is an infinite stream of abundance that you are aligned to, that's here for you always. And just as you summon your breath from that infinite space of creation in each moment, so too you can summon abundance and prosperity. Allow yourself to believe this truth. Breathing in this truth, feeling supported, powerful in your heart, strong in your back, spine, strong, fortified with golden prosperity now. All your needs are being met. As you know, all you have to do is open, allow, and receive. And so it is. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling more radiant, in your consciousness now as you bring forward any attachments to unwanted or limiting beliefs, habits, and addictions. And these could be physical addictions, self-sabotaging thoughts, patterns, destructive behaviors, spirit connections that you no longer wish to be a part of. Not going too much into the drama or the story or the judgment, just bringing them forward, bringing them to view. And often these inner ghosts are a clever way of avoiding feelings, avoiding feeling your emotions, a way to cover them or push them down. But here you are equipped to face them, to bring these memories, experiences, connections forward. In this moment, you are crystal clear to hear yourself and see all connected through the wisdom of compassion. Breathing in as you honor yourself, knowing it's time to release any old wounds of rejection, betrayal, anger, escapism, denial, and even hatred, even the densest of emotions or the beliefs you need to punish yourself or others. You can let these go, and it's safe. Safe to let these go. These ties need no longer have a grip on you. You have lined up your energy and have all it takes to release and break these now old addictions and habits. They are gone, done, finished. Breathing on in all the wisdom that they have brought you and the power to be here right now. As you decide to set new boundaries for yourself. A boundary of self-respect, self-honor, worth, love. Right down to your cellular makeup. Resetting you at your core level to belonging. Aligning you to your power, your purpose, to the love, the immaculate, pure, innocent love of who you are, and so it is. Breathing in. And breathing out. Related to this, perhaps, is the inner ghost to feeling that you can't say no to others, that you have to please others to forward your life, or any beliefs that you need to save them or save the world, calling these forwards, along with anything that has curbed your sense of freedom, of following and enjoying your path. Just watching these people, these relationships, attachments, come into view with such clarity. No judgment, just love. And your inner love, bringing you the remembrance that you are here living a physical life for you. And that's okay, it's perfect. As a spirit before the physical life, you knew you were coming here for the purpose of divine co-creation. But that didn't mean to live to other people's standards or demands, to sing to their tune, or to control or support them to their joy. You following and expressing your joy is the greatest gift you can bestow to another. let the remembrance of this flood your consciousness now. And with it, that peace to be yourself in each moment. To drop any excessive people pleasing. To drop any excessive doing. And just enjoy life more. Through being. Through following your heart. If any feelings of lack of time, energy or resources come in to actualizing your dreams, that's okay. Just allow your inner source to soothe you that there's never a rush. All is infinite and in truth, everything you wish for in your life is already manifested and here for you. And it will never get done. There will always be more that you wish to do. You are creation, creating in every moment. And so it is, breathing in and breathing out. Going a little bit deeper now. If there are any inner ghosts that you're carrying to not being or not feeling smart enough, wise enough, beautiful enough to living the life that you want, just calling that forward. Along with any sense that you need approval, attention or validation from anyone else apart from yourself, your true self. And it's so easy in this moment to recognize that your source, who you are breathing in and out in each moment, is of value, is of purpose. And through the eyes of source, you are perfect, radiant, all-knowing, all-joyful. Source flooding you now with self-acceptance, awareness, empowerment. So you can begin to put yourself first, to recognize what is important to you, and allow nothing to get in the way of that. Breathing in the safety to love and approve of yourself. To give and receive in balance. Deciding to release any anger or resentment towards yourself or to others you feel have failed to meet your needs. Knowing what it means to be personally accountable for you, for your path, for your purpose. And that's not a heavy weight to bear, but the most freedom, light, empowerment that you could ever embody. And as you open in that softness, allowing source now within you to love you unconditionally, knowing wholeheartedly that when you allow the love of who you are, you need never seek validation or approval from anyone or anything. And so it is. Breathing in and breathing out. Leaving you here for a few moments, just in silent contemplation. If there's anything else you wish to let go of, any conflicts, anyone you wish to forgive, releasing any old hurts, judgments, criticism, grief, any negativity, any perceptions or stories or titles of disease or obligation. Knowing that as you release, bringing in the opposite vibration. Often it's the opposite vibration to reconcile whatever resistance has been brought up. Just to let that go. Leaving you here for a few minutes to do that. And along with this, Spirit is guiding that all relationships in your life to family, friends, loved ones, everyone who's in your reality at this time, on all levels of being, we wish to harmonize all relationships. Releasing anything that's not of divine love, keeping that cord of divine love to each other, but releasing everything else that doesn't serve. So we can fully look to each other and only see the highest of divine light. So we can see each other in our joy, our health, our love. So we can learn from each other, share, give and receive in balance, and so it is. Breathing in. And breathing out. And asking for the highest of divine light and consciousness to fill our beings. To raise our vibration to its highest level. At this time, asking for an internal upgrade of the consciousness to our vital organs, especially our kidneys and adrenals that deal with stress, upgrading the consciousness of these important organs, glands. Doing the same with our liver, clearing away any toxins, physical, mental, chemical, energetic toxins that no longer serve us, giving them to source now, flushing through the liver with divine love, purity, grace. Fortifying and enhancing our lungs as we breathe in new light, new energy, new life force, releasing any past frustrations, anger, resentment. And the same for our heart as we open up to a deeper level of compassion for ourselves and others. Our environment. Loving Source, may you upgrade the consciousness and vibratory level of our immune system so we may tackle all challenges, opportunities for our growth with greater ease and fortitude, strengthening and upgrading our nervous system, our circulatory system, respiratory system, lymphatic. And our subtle bodies, activating consciously our light body, bringing our chakras into highest vibratory level, so we may move when we are ready from the compassion of our heart into the higher mind, away from duality, separation, into true oneness, true unity with Source and all that is. Thank you. Breathing in. And breathing out. Giving thanks to all that we released and received in this journey. To every being, physical and non-physical, who was a part of it, we give our thanks and our grace. And before we close, calling in divine seeds, those living energies that contain everything within them, for us to fully enjoy clarity, freedom, direction, prosperity, purpose, joy, well-being, empowerment, balance, and unity with all. May all the intentions that we are planting for this new year, this new dawn, come to fruition with such bliss, as we recognize that it's not the destination, it's always the journey, the great unfolding that is the juice of life. Let us allow with greater ease, receive with greater appreciation, and give more unconditionally as we move ever closer into that immaculate, pure heart, pure soul, pure higher mind of creation, with all and to all that is. Thank you, and so it is. Breathing in, beautiful souls, one last time. And breathing out. I'm going to leave you here in this, such a beautiful space. Please know you're connected with so many divine souls across the globe through this podcast. What a beautiful vision that is, as we all renew and come into all that we are. Happy Halloween, and I will see you in the next show. Please drink as well some water when you come out of meditation. Thank you. Lots of love. Bye.
You have been listening to the Soul Ascension Show with your host, Calista. Come join our community page at facebook.com/Calista Ascension. Share your feedback to support others to rise up and shine. Be inspired. Be creative. Be your radiant self. All is here for you.